This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Six right now, we're starting out with Dr. John Huber here in segment five. Dr. Huber's been on the show, this is 3 weeks in a row. Give you an idea how highly we regard the gentleman who is the head of an organization called Mainstream Mental Health. He's in practice in Texas. Very, very astute individual. We're going to chat a little bit about Comey's and the way he came across in his testimony on Thursday, and we're going to talk a little bit about Donald Trump. Let's start out with Comey. I'm under the impression, John, that Comey is in a situation he just simply does not want to be in. I have a feeling he is an incredibly honest individual, and I think he doesn't mean to hurt anybody. Who's on the right side of the law? What do you think?
Well, you know, when we get down to the law, you know, we should probably leave that to the attorneys, but I think you're right. I mean, and a lot of times good intentions set you up for doing things that don't quite meet the letter of the law. And, you know, for example, they talk about him giving and sharing his notes with the media. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, my question to that, he says it's perfectly fine. And as a layperson, I think, well, if it's perfectly fine, why did you have to get it to an intermediary? Why didn't you give it right to them yourself? Mm-hmm. So I question that on just a layperson's model. He may be and probably is correct because, I mean, he's been around for a while and you don't get to be the head of the FBI by not knowing a little bit about what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. I think what's really interesting is you have two sides right now of the spectrum, as you obviously always do. One of the sides is not going to give an inch in terms of demonifying, for lack of better terms, Donald Trump. And the other side is going to say, no, you know what, that's exactly what we want. We want a business guy. We don't want a beltway politician. We want a business guy in there. And Trump is doing the job, and he's doing the job well. I have a lot of friends who feel that way, as do I. But I got to tell you, they are making it very difficult for him. And the situation with Comey is just one example, not even a minor example. It's a major example of what's going on right now. Any comments?
Well, I think you're exactly right. I think we have the politicos out there, whether they're Republican or Democrat or independent, and they're part of the system. They know how it works. And Trump really is an outsider, and he's a businessman. So he goes about, how do I fix this in a business world if somebody's not producing? Mm-hmm. I move on. I get somebody else. And I think that's kind of what happened. And, you know, even Comey in his interview yesterday said, you know, he can let me go without a reason.
Yep.
So whether he gives a reason or not, it really is a moot point.
What's your feeling about Comey in general, having watched all of the interviews yesterday? My feeling, as I said earlier, is that he's an honest guy. He really wants to keep the FBI as a separate entity from government. And I think, unfortunately, because of all of the opposition that he's getting, because of all of the name-calling, he's now out of the picture. How do you feel about that?
I think you pretty much described what I've been thinking. It's very hard. I can't imagine being the head of the FBI, NSA, CIA. You know, traditionally, they've kind of, like, you know, the CIA was usually more of a Republican and the NSA was more Democrat alignment. They've always had that kind of feeling, but never so much like what we've got now, where they're trying to get them to target a specific politician, in this case, Donald Trump. So I think you're right about Comey. I think he doesn't like the politicization of the FBI, and he's trying to survive in there. And of course, now that he's no longer the head, he's trying, you know, I think he'd rather wake up tomorrow morning and go fishing.
Yeah, I think that's 100% true. As you said in the interview, you know, I just want to go to the beach and spend some time with my wife, and I got to tell you, I don't blame him a bit. I want to ask you about your opinion about a topic that I think is very, very related to this. I feel that we have a very interesting revolution going on in our country right now. The two opposing sides couldn't be much more different. You've got one side that is politics as usual, political correctness is paramount, et cetera, et cetera. And you have another side that says, you know what, that doesn't work. and we're going to put in something that does work. And unfortunately, the former seems to be winning out right now just because they do have the press on their side.
Well, yeah, I think you're right. I think in a lot of ways, though, I you know, from the mental health standpoint, I watch and I see the political correctness model coming in and affecting my patients. And for example, you know, when they're actually doing something that is socially deviant, but people have protected them, mm-hmm. especially when they're younger, mm-hmm. and now they don't understand why people, you know, when they turn 18, don't want me to do this anymore. So I think political correctness can be very damaging because to a lot of minds, especially younger people, you know, when you tell them one thing and then, you know, you always have these quotes around it, you know, depending upon X, Y, and Z, and these kids think, hey, the people in authority, they've just been lying to me all along, and we get this kind of anger and resentment, and we get a lot of people who are like, hey, you know, communism may not be a bad thing. Why aren't we socialist? Because they haven't had a chance to actually deal with daily issues that are sometimes, you know, taken personally and make you feel bad. Mm-hmm. How do you deal with that?
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. One last question. We've got about 2 minutes here, Dr. Huber, and my question is this, actually closer to 3 minutes. My question is this. As we chatted about off mic, is Trump doing a good job, and what odds do you give him for succeeding?
I think he's doing everything he can to do what he actually ran on, the platforms, mm-hmm. and I think that scares a lot of people. You know, the fact that he went on his first trip and was able to get 20 Muslim countries to agree with him and agree to start actively going after terrorist groups, that's a major, major coup. Of course, in the media here, we just kind of downplay it because, you know, the other political entities don't want him to be successful. And I think that's just a small thing. And, you know, I don't necessarily think what, you know, he's doing exactly what I thought he was going to do with healthcare. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I've talked with a lot of healthcare professionals and a lot of, politicos here in the Central Texas area. And their concern is if he just drops the whole thing, would private industry be able to have their insurance program up and running by January 1? Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a good point, but I'm also a capitalist, and I believe in the capitalist system. I think if we did it probably as late as August, we'd have insurance policies out there ready to go on January 1st. That's just me. I'm a believer in that. I don't know if it's right, but...
Well, no, I think it's 100% right. We have a couple of interesting interviews coming on, discussions, I guess I should say, coming on in segment 7 and segment 8. In segment 8, Ken Abramowitz is going to talk about, he's a real expert when it comes to the financial aspect of the healthcare plan. And then, interestingly enough, we have a fellow by the name of Mort Klein who's going to be talking in segment 7 about exactly what you talked about in terms of the success that Trump had when he met with the leaders of, I guess I'd say, the Arab leaders, yes, for lack of better terms, in Saudi Arabia, and basically called it like it was. You know, he said, purely and simply, it just makes sense. We have to start doing something about the Islamic terrorists. Now, I find it interesting, and I'm going to give you the final word on this when we've got about 40 seconds here, but I just find it absolutely fascinating that our former President Obama would not use the term Islamic terrorist. Talk about political correctness, John.
Political correctness, exactly. And, you know, I have some close friends that are Muslim, and they don't understand why he's done that. It may be telling. I think, you know, I haven't done a psychological evaluation on Obama either, but, knowing that, you know, his father, his grandparents, they were all Muslim. Mm-hmm. He was raised Muslim, went to Muslim schools. Just because he's a Muslim doesn't mean he's going to be a bad person or a bad, you know,
exactly,
president.
Exactly. Exactly.
Less than 10% of our Muslims are these radical or
100%.
Literalists is really what it is. If you read the Quran, the literalists who take it, yes, you have to go kill these people.
There you go. Dr. John Huber, always a pleasure. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Right now, you know, Jeff, I have to tell you, there's an awful lot of time being, I guess I would have to say, wasted on the situation with Comey, the relationship between Comey and Trump and the rest of it. You know, as you pointed out when you and I were, Corey, you and I were chatting, you said, you know, what's really the big deal? We did fine for 120 years without the FBI. Isn't it perhaps today a bit of a waste of taxpayer dollars? You want to comment on that?
Yeah, it's interesting because if it is, why are we getting so bent out of shape about Comey? We have to remember that almost all criminal matters under the Constitution are handled by the states.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, under the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, criminal matters are left to the states to legislate and pay for in terms of incarceration or punishment themselves. That's why when someone is accused of rape or murder or robbery or arson, they are generally accused and tried and incarcerated by state governments, not by the feds. Now, if we take a look at the Constitution, there's really only three potential crimes or criminal matters discussed in the Constitution. Those would be treason, piracy, and counterfeiting. Well, I'm sure the FBI, as well as the Secret Service, there's a lot of overlap, are still involved in counterfeiting. I'm not sure how much they do to police against piracy and treason. I mean, treason's mostly a matter for Congress, right? So we have this vast federal police apparatus, not all housed under the FBI, but largely housed under the FBI, and it's a spying apparatus and a police apparatus and an investigative apparatus that really doesn't have much constitutional authority. And as you mentioned, we got by just fine until about 1908 when the FBI was created. And here's really the question behind the Comey testimony. Aside from the politics, aside from the time wasting, the bigger issues we've got, aside from Trump trying to rehabilitate himself after a rocky start, the Democrats trying to tear him down and establish grounds for impeachment. I mean, that's the politics behind this.
Mm-hmm.
But if we look at what's the law behind this, well, okay, it's not that clear. The Article 2 basically says the sole executive power resides with the president.
Mm-hmm.
And that would imply a lot of legal scholars who are way smarter than me have said, well, that implies what's called a unitary executive theory, which means the president is the boss of everybody in the executive branch, including the FBI director, and can hire or fire them at will, direct them to do things or not do things. And this is all A-OK. And that the separation of powers that protects us from an overzealous or unbridled executive is the dependent on the other two branches. In other words, the independent checks on executive authority are Congress, which can legislate or withhold the power of the purse, and the judiciary, which, at least as we now interpret things, can claim executive actions unconstitutional or illegal. It was never meant constitutionally, I would argue, for there to be a check on the executive branch within the executive branch itself. In other words, for an independent FBI to investigate its own boss, Donald Trump, so to speak. So, mm-hmm. Not everybody agrees with the unitary executive theory, and it's probably one of those areas where it requires some history and some context apart from just the plain text of the Constitution itself. But I'm not really interested in that. I'm interested in corralling the federal government and making it smaller and less powerful and less important in our lives. And I think the FBI has gone in the other direction. If we look at J. Edgar Hoover, I've read a couple books about Hoover. I don't know that all of what I've read is true, but he's certainly a guy who abused his powers and who had dossiers on important people in the legislative branch that mm-hmm. he could have used against them as blackmail if they were voting a way he didn't want to. So, a lot like the CIA, which Truman talked about, the FBI has also become a somewhat unaccountable bureaucracy. So I think Trump has every right to fire Comey, and I think this is more smoke than heat.
Well, you bring up an interesting point. That interesting point is as follows. Right now, the news wires have concentrated on what I would call minutia, but they've been concentrating on minutia that sells ad space and newspapers. Okay. Now it's flipping over into the internet. I mean, realistically speaking, the whole situation with Trump is pretty obvious to me. You've got one side of the spectrum that doesn't want him there, and you have the other side of the spectrum that clearly does want him there. the side of the spectrum that doesn't want him there, they're not going to let this thing go. And consequently, I cannot watch news about anything anymore on many of the networks other than minutia like this. I mean, Jeff, I turned on Tucker Carlson yesterday just for the hell of it. And I turned it off after 7 minutes. You know, I turned it on when they were coming out of a break, and I turned it off when they went into a break. For 7 minutes, I watched Tucker Carlson and two Democratic senators absolutely scream at each other. And nothing at all coherent, I would have to say, could be gleaned from that particular action. Why are we wasting our time, Jeff?
Well, it is about money and,
of course,
and
it is.
Viewership for the networks, but we've always had analysis and opinion and advocacy in the news. It's never been just reporting, even back in the so-called good old days. But what's changed today is that the analysis and opinion and advocacy is completely partisan and designed to drive an agenda rather than designed to persuade or inform. And that's why I agree, I like Tucker Carlson, and I'm probably a guy who agrees with him more than I disagree with him, but actually watching him interrupt the guests and watching the guests shout over him, and let's face it, this is of limited value in terms of informing or persuading people. And so you start to wonder what the real point is.
You know, I have to agree 100%. And what really bothers me in the whole situation is, yes, it is all about money. But the government that the founding fathers had in mind, the government, Jeff, that I grew up within the 40s and 50s, is not existent anymore. No wonder the United States is really kind of laughed at around the world, around other countries in the world, Russia, for example, and I'm sure China don't really take us real seriously anymore because we're so far off track. And people in the United States, I mean, the vindictiveness that's going on in society right now between the two sides is embarrassing. And Fox News and many of the other CNN, they're just fanning the flames and making tons of money for a totally worthless exercise. I got to tell you, when you and I and Corey were talking about the concept of why the FBI, I really started to realize the true core philosophy of libertarianism. You got the final word, my man. We got about 30 seconds.
From my perspective, Al, libertarianism is about creating a less political world, a world where fewer things are decided by politics and more things are decided by markets.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely.
quickly and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, here in segment 7 of KER Politics, chatting with a good friend of Ken Abramowitz, who is going to be in segment 8, Mr. Morton Klein. Morton Klein is a very interesting activist when it comes to, I would have to say, security issues, in the sense that he is very pro-Israel. I happen to agree with him on this. I want to begin by talking, if you don't mind, first of all, about the 58 ballistic missiles that were sent into Syria, as a major, almost initial action of the Trump administration. Mark, how do you feel about that?
Well, look, I'm not a military expert, but if it was militarily appropriate, it was very important that America struck militarily to send a message to Iran and other terrorist, Islamic terrorist countries that we will take military action if you don't do the things that have to be done to make this a safer world. Diplomacy with Iran or any Islamic terrorist regime will not work unless there is a credible military threat. By taking that action of the 58, 59 missiles he hit Syria with, now the world has been sent that message. America is ready to use military force where necessary. Very important that President Trump did that.
I happen to agree with you 100%, Mort. Now, one of the reasons I say that is, you know, call it coincidence, call it timing, call it whatever you want. I call it a calculated move. The fact of the matter is, with the situation in North Korea, which is about as far removed from the Middle East as you can get, when the Chinese saw the action that the Trump administration took vis-a-vis Syria, they realized that the U.S. is simply not kidding. And you notice how they, very shortly after that event occurred, they basically stepped on North Korea and said, forget it. Forget doing what you're doing. We're now on the side of the U.S. You think I'm crazy? I don't think I am.
You and I don't know for sure if that was the basis for it, but it is a plausible possibility that that was a basis for China taking that different action, realizing they're no longer dealing with a paper tiger as they did under Obama. They're dealing with a man who will hold other countries accountable when our security interests are at stake. So I think that may well have been a basis for China's actions.
I agree 100%. Now I want to talk a little bit about the situation with moving the embassy to Israel, to the city of Jerusalem. Now, there's a lot of discourse about that. You've got some facts that you and I discussed off mic. I'd like you to share those facts with our audience, if you would, Mark.
Well, one of the great international propaganda myths and lies is that Jerusalem is holy to Muslims. It is not. The word Jerusalem never appears in in the Muslims' holy Quran, not once anywhere. The word Jerusalem doesn't appear in the PLO covenant, in the Fatah charter, doesn't appear. It appears in the Jewish holy books 700 times. And Jews pray 20 times a day for Jerusalem, 20 times every day in their prayers. It's never mentioned in Muslim prayers. So it's not holy to them on that basis. In addition, when the Muslim Arabs controlled Eastern Jerusalem, which is the real Jerusalem of the Bible, Western Jerusalem is what Israel built up. The Jerusalem of the Bible and of history is Eastern Jerusalem. The Arabs controlled this from 1948 to 67. They captured it illegally in the 48 war. It was not recognized by the UN. But when they controlled it, they allowed it to become a slum. There was virtually no water, no electricity, no nothing going on in Jerusalem. No Arab leader visited it except King Hussein of Jordan a couple of times. If it's so holy, why didn't the Arab leaders visit it regularly to go to their holy place? Also, why did they make Amman their capital, not Jerusalem? Why did they put all the important functions of government in Amman, not in Jerusalem? Even the holy prayers, that Muslim holy prayers every Friday, they have them from a mosque in Amman when they control Jerusalem, not from the mosque in Jerusalem. So for these and many, many other reasons, it's clear it's not holy to Muslims. They don't care about it, except when Israel recaptured it in 67. Then they're screaming bloody murder how it's holy in order to take the heart and soul of the Jewish people away from them, and that is Jerusalem. So that's why it's important to move the embassy to say, you know, the jig is up. It's not holy to you, and we're not going to accept that nonsense. Also, we need to send the message that Jerusalem is off the table. Israel is not going to give way and divide Jerusalem. And as long as this remains as a possibility, the Arabs will be demanding it, and it will make peace less possible. They have to know it's off the table. That's why President Trump should have moved it, and I do believe he will move it before the end of his term. I've talked to many of the people in the White House. That is what they tell me, and I believe them.
Now, you were actually one of the first domestic Jews who visited with members of the Trump administration. I'd like to get your feeling on how do you feel the administration is handling the situation in the Middle East, taking into consideration, Mort, if you would, Trump's recent trip back there. Is he doing a good job? Is he doing a bad job?
Yes, I think overall he's doing a very good job. He's acting in ways Obama never would have acted. The speech he gave in Saudi Arabia to 50 Muslim leaders of Muslim countries by telling them they have to stop Islamic terrorism. Obama never would even use that phrase. And here he's talking to 50 leaders and courageously told them what they had to hear. That was very important. Also the fact that he immediately went to the Western Wall. That's one of the two holiest places in Judaism. He's the only sitting president who ever visited the Western Wall. Never happened before. They're sending a message that that Israel's our ally and we will side with them, so don't mess with Israel or we're going to be there. That was very important. Also, he's developed relations now with Saudi Arabia and other Arab countries, which could be very important in our fight against Iran and Islamic terrorism. So I'm very heartened by this. I think that, you know, because the newspaper, the media, has such an extraordinary enmity toward Trump, they just refuse to acknowledge when good things happen under his administration. And they wouldn't acknowledge this one as well. But Trump has done a lot of very good things. We don't hear about it because the media just despises him so much. They just will never forgive him for defeating Hillary, who they felt 100% certainty was going to become the president. I think if it wasn't clear who was going to win, they wouldn't have the same level of enmity. It was such a shock, they just still have not gotten over it.
Well, I have to tell you, I made a comment, digressing just a little bit here, but I made a comment back in probably early 2015, maybe going back as far as 2014. I said that this next election, and that was even before it was determined that Trump was going to run against Mrs. Clinton, but I made a comment, we're going to see just how strong, just how powerful the Clinton family is. And I got to tell you, sir, I personally believe that the ties between the Clintons and the Obamas right now are what is causing the problem with the media. Somehow, the Clintons, and of course the former president, have a tremendous amount of control over the media, and that scares the daylights out of me, sir.
Well, when you have as corrupt a family as the Clintons having influence over the media, that's bad for America. I mean, for God's sakes, when she was Secretary of State, as we know, she was making all sorts of deals with countries that suddenly a week or two later would be giving Bill Clinton $500,000 to give a 20-minute speech. So that relationship between what she did for countries and the monies that Bill Clinton received is very disturbing. That should have been investigated, and it was certainly illegal if it's true what I just said, that that was the reason they paid him off. So, the influence that they have is really frightening because there are people who cannot be trusted, and they really have shown enormous corruption during their time in public office.
You know, given the fact that led to the creation of Israel in 1948-49, it amazes me that so many people... you talk about a racial statement that so many people would say that Israel is in the wrong in this particular situation. They never took any land for anybody. That action was instigated by, number one, the French, number two, the British, and number three, the Americans. The Israelis were simply put in a very, very difficult situation by the free world. I have to say one thing. Mort, I appreciate you coming on the show, Mr. Klein. We're going to get you back on in the future. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Wrapping up with healthcare, talking with Ken Abramowitz. Ken is a very interesting individual in that he works primarily in two areas. The one area being healthcare, and he also works in the area and is very competent in the area of national defense. Mr. Abramowitz, I want to talk first about healthcare. Healthcare is on everybody's mind, has been on everybody's mind ever since HillaryCare. Came to the forefront a number of years ago, obviously since our former president introduced Obamacare, euphemistically termed. The subject is really on everybody's minds right now. Tell us a little bit about your thoughts on the present healthcare system in the United States, if you would.
Well, the healthcare system is simple and complicated at the same time, so I'll try to make it simple. We have several forms of health care, but to make it simple, 90% of us have health insurance, 100% of us have access to health care.
Mm-hmm.
So the crisis, to the extent there's a crisis, is that 10% of the people do not have health insurance, but they do have health care. By that I mean someone may not have bought an insurance policy, but if they're sick and they're bleeding and they show up at a hospital, the hospital will take care of them. And we'll charge them, and if they have no money, they won't pay it. So the problem we're trying to solve is getting health insurance to the 10% of the people so that they can have the same ticket or credit card that the other 90% have. That's one issue. The second big issue is healthcare is expensive for the 90% of the people who have health insurance. The good news is they have it. The bad news is it's expensive. So from the 90% point of view, there's a cost problem. From the 10% of point of view, there's an access problem. And those are the two basic problems that our politicians try to solve and are not very good at solving it.
No, they're really not very good at solving it so far. How sure are you? How sure are you, Ken, about that that 10% as opposed to the 90%?
Oh, those are standard numbers. In my analyst days, I was a healthcare analyst on Wall Street for Sanford Bernstein Company for 23 years. I would have given you the exact number. So, in other words, 10.9% instead of 10. So, but in my current days, I'm still an analyst, but I try to use round numbers that I generally see in the newspaper elsewhere. So it had been about 15% uninsured. and then it went in round numbers to 10% due to what's called Obamacare, which moved about 10 million people into Medicaid and about 10 million people into the Obamacare networks, exchanges. And that's what took the traditionally the 15% number down to about 10%.
You know, I have to tell you, Ken, I am positive as I am sitting in this chair right now in my studio, I am positive that the healthcare situation as defined by Obama and as defined back in the old days by Secretary Clinton, I am firmly convinced it's a political hot potato. I think it's motivated totally by politics because I think the left happens to want to be able to control as many people as they can. And one way to control people more than anything else is called he who has the gold rules. They never bring out the fact that if you walk into an ER someplace and you have no insurance, but you are gravely ill, gravely injured, by law, the hospital has to take care of you. There is absolutely no question about that. So I really think it's a political motive behind what's going on. I think they could, quite frankly, care less about those folks. I think they just want to be able to control them with their votes. Would you agree?
Yeah, you know, I agree 100%. I used to call Obamacare a vote-buying scheme that used health care to buy votes.
Sure it is.
So, look, from the socialist point of view, socialists want big government.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually want big government to replace God. Most socialists, communists,
progressives,
don't really believe in God. And they move God out and they move the government in as the new God, so to speak. As opposed to what I call people who are normal, so to speak, who actually accept God as being God. Individuals are the prime movers in society, and then the government serves the individual. The individual doesn't serve the government. That's the philosophical divide in the country between the two sides, and we're divided, and like every democracy, roughly half and half
mm-hmm.
between those two mindsets. Now, from the mindset of the socialist, how do you gain power? Healthcare is one obvious way to do it. Another way is control the banking system. That was called Dodd-Frank. Another is called global warming, which is an excuse to take control over the energy industry. And so those are in education. Not allowing people to have school choice and having government control over education. Those are traditional strings, so to speak, that socialists tug on in order to get control over people. Because remember, from their point of view, the individual serves the government. The government doesn't serve the individual.
You know, Ken, I have to tell you, I'm a political junkie, and I have the honor of talking with some pretty high-level politicians on the subjects that we're talking about right now. And I think that your synopsis of what the socialist folks really try to do, I'm going to call them the left-wingers for lack of better terms, but what they really try to do through health care, through school choice, through everything else, they are attempting to control society. You know, my parents were Russian immigrants. They ran like hell to get out of Russia in 1917 because they saw this whole thing coming. And, you know, I have to say I just hope and pray that it doesn't happen in the United States. But I think right now it's probably 50-50. What do you think about
sure.
that?
Yeah, and any election, we can go one way or the other, mm-hmm. obviously. For the last 8 years, the socialists, leftists, progressives, whatever term suits you, took power, and we, the people, suffered for the last 8 years. We quietly suffered, complained a little bit, and couldn't wait to get rid of them. We got rid of them, and now we have what I would call a normal American as president. Now, so what's happening? The socialist progressives are now complaining every single day about this is terrible, that's terrible, and everything's terrible. And we have to listen to basically the children cry and complain.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas when roles were reversed, we the adults, we knew Obama was a socialist, but he won. He won the election. And when someone wins the election, he's our president, whether we want him or not. And because we believe in democracy, and if that's what the people wanted, that's what the people would get. And so we suffered for 4 years and then another 4 years. And then we obviously rejuvenated ourselves through now President Trump.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that this socialists are bad losers, and because socialism is the party of children, I hate to say that, and so children are bad losers often until they're trained by their parents that winning and losing is part of life, and when you lose, just work harder so you'll win the next day.
I have to say I agree with that 100% too. The only wild card I would throw in there, and unfortunately we're getting down to the wire here, so we've got about a minute and 30 seconds left at the very most. I would have to say that I think probably we haven't even come close to seeing the last of President Obama yet. I didn't vote for him in either 08 or 12 simply because one simple reason. I watched what he was doing and I read his book. The Audacity of Hope. There's a very interesting name for a book. I tell you, talk about pessimistic, but regardless, I think that he did more to further his fervent cause, which was basically socialistic in nature. I think that he firmly believes that that is the best possible thing that could happen to the United States. You got the final word, sir. We've got 30 seconds.
No, you captured it right. In the minds of socialists, everyone should be equal. In particular, the outcome should be equal. Whereas what I call normal people believe opportunity should be equal. The outcome is dependent upon how smart we are or how strong we are or how hard we work.
Mm-hmm.
But socialists want an equality of outcome. So therefore, they're trying to reduce the gap between rich and poor. They're trying to reduce the gap between America and poorer countries and actually exacerbate the problem through their policies. But their intent is to basically try to create equality among people, except the ruling class where they take all the money. So they're hypocrites with their philosophy.
There you go. There you go, Mr. Ken Abramowitz. Always a pleasure to have you on the show, sir. That's it for this week for KER Politics.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321321.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.